If you want, you could call me right after the shiur. Right after the shiur. If he's available, then.
Okay. So what time is it? Tell him 11 o'clock. And so it's a set time.
10:45.
10:45. Tell him.
Because I have a shiur at 11:15. So.
Okay. 10:45.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Okay, Rabbi Sai, we're going to finish up the sugya Moshe Ben Aaron today, and we'll just do the Tumah sugya. Baruch atah Aleinu Kalei Malach Olam, Shakir Nevet Boy. So just to recap where we were holding. We had two steps of the sugya. We had the beginning of the sugya where Ula said B'shem Rabbi Yechanan that if you put koymis shel pigul yishehel on al gabi mizbeach poka pigul imimenu. So somehow once you put on the mizbeach, the pigul is off. The pigul is off. The Gemara went through a whole struggle. What was his chiddush? His chiddush couldn't be negeh the din of chorus that you're not chayiv pigul on it, because you're not chayiv pigul anyway on koymis, because it's not a dover hanitter, it's a dover hamater. In order to be chayiv pigul, it has to be a dover hanitter. It has to be something which got permitted. It's not enough that it was something that permitted something else. So the koymitz is called a matter, not a nitter. So therefore, there's never a chorus by a koymitz. Period. So that can't be Ula's chiddush. The Gemara ruled that out. That can't be that Ula's chiddush is that there's no din pigul, or at least chorus pigul, on the koymitz. So therefore the Gemara went back and forth with, obviously he's telling us a bigger chiddush. The chiddush he's telling us a mo'ul lo yerid, which basically means that the psul goes off. Not only is there no chiv pigul, that we already know from our Mishnah, that there's no chiv pigul. Right? But he's telling us in the next step chiddush. The next step chiddush is that even the psul pigul falls off it. That was the way the Gemara wanted to go. The problem the Gemara had with that is that's also not a chiddush. Because we know that pigul is from those psulim, of him olo leyerit, which means there's a rule in kachim that anything that's not psul begufoy, not inherently a psul, something a psul that was put onto the carbon, generally speaking, that's the klal. It goes on the mizbeach as a olo leyerit. You don't take it off. The Gemara says that's also not a chiddush because that we know already. So basically, we're stuck. What is ulas chiddush? That was what the Gemara was struggling. And the Gemara therefore went into the halacha of him. Al Korchach Ul is telling us the third chiddush. We outruled chiddush one, which is that there's no chiv pigul on it, that we know from the Mishnah. We outruled chiddush two, that imolul ayir, because that we already know as well. So we're left with the only chiddush that possibly Ul could be telling us is that it's im yorad yale. That's the next chiddush. The problem the Gemara had was that's too good of a chiddush. The first two are too shvach, it's not a chiddush. And the last one is too big of a chiddush, because the rule is the opposite. The rule is im yorad loyal. That was the Gemara. So that's why the Gemara introduced on Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the bottom of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, that we're talking about here, Moshe Ben Aaron. Moshe Ben Aaron is a new level. That means one level is im olo yerit. That's one level. And another level is im yorad yala. Im olo yerit, it's enough just to went on the mizbech, even if it never got consumed. It's enough to say im olo yerit. And now there's a new chiddush, that Moshe ben Aaron, then it becomes whatever we spoke about, this eish shel mizbech, lachma shel eish, like Rashi says later on. And that new level, even if it goes off the mizbech, you put it back onto the mizbech. These are not just phrases. These are lomda shadinim. Because all it means is that there's no intervention. Similar to what we have in Shas, Sheval Tasa. Sheval Tasa basically means no intervention. Right? No intervention. So Mo'ala Yerid just means normally there's a din that you have a din Mishmeres. We have a din to protect the Kachim. We have a din to protect the Mizbech. We're not allowed to put Psulim on the Mizbech. Once it's on the Mizbech, if it's not Psulim Begufay, we don't intervene. So Mo'ala Yerid doesn't tell you anything about the Kashrus of the carbon. All it talks about is the Adam. That's the way you have to look at it. If Mo'ala Yerid is talking to you, don't do anything. Just no intervention. If Yorad Yaleh is telling you something about the carbon, because there it's telling you, take this object, and you have a chiv to put on the Mizbech. That's a whole new madriga. So it's not just it's not like going one step further. It's not one step further. It's different mesechta. You understand? It's a different mesechta. Is means the carbon is still just as possible as it was before. Right? The only thing is, my halacha of intervening is not here. If it's on the mizbech, I don't intervene. Right? Im yorad yaleh means that now I look at this thing on the floor and I say, this thing has a chiv to go back on the mizbech. That means it's a whole new madrega. It's not stuck. And this explains why. So we'll start again just to get this clear from the top of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Omar Avachoy Hilkach High Koimetz Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the top High Koimetz. If you have a Koimetz of a Mincha, right, which is Pigel, the Palgei Mochis Ha'are, part of it is still on the floor, never went on the Mizbech. And the other half you put on the Mizbech. Half is lav dafke. You put the whole thing on the Mizbech. Right? What does he mean by this? He means to say that now it became, the carbon changed. The carbon got transformed. So now, even the part of the Korban, the other half, which wasn't even yet on the Mizbeach, gets put on. Because again, Kolzman, it's a din in you, then you're Mechalak. Whatever's on the Mizbeach, leave there. Whatever's not on the Mizbeach, leave off. Right? But once you're telling me that there's a transformation, that the Korban changed, and there's a din in Yorad Yaleh, so who are din, the part of the Korban that was never even on the Mizbeach yet goes back on. That's the point. Even the, because there was a transformation. You understand? That's what the Gemara means when the Gemara says Hilkach. Hilkach. There is a transformation. So the Gemara, Omar Yitzchak Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Hapigol Nes V'Atom Yishol Gam Yizbech, Poker Yisur Mehen. The Yisur goes off. Says the Gemara, Omar Fchiz De Moridori, Yizbech Mikve Tahar, Yizbech Mikve Tahar, says, so this is where we were struggling last week. What was the telos of Mashlo Ben Ara? So therefore what? Right? His kasha was the Mizbech as a Tahara, the Mizbech as a Mikveh. What happened to the Isra that's on it? Meaning, L'chor is asking a kasha on the whole din of the Mo'ala Yerid, of Im Yarn Yala. Bishloimoi, that's why he didn't ask the question on Amud Aleph. On Amud Aleph, the Gemara didn't ask a question. Whereas you can ask this question on every case. If Ola Yered, Mizbech Mikveh Tahar, that's not a kasha. Because from Ola Yered, all you see is you don't mishrayim, you don't do anything. You don't see from there that something changed in the Kor. But now that you're telling me there's Dinim Yored Yaleh, and you're telling me the whole Isra falls off from the Kor, that's the Loshon. Poka Isra, that's the Loshon, the last member. The lashon that he uses, if Yitzchak uses a lashon, poka isa man. This is gone. So kasha, what do you mean? Mizbech mikveh tahar. So what does he answer? Shemosh lebanor. How do you answer the question? What changed? No, he asked the question. What happened to the isa that's on it? He says, Mosh lebanor, what's the teretz? The Gemara says, what the teretz is. Says the Gemara. The Gemara is happy with that. The Gemara says, different question. Most of this is my business. Acher Moimrim, it says in the Braise, Acher Moimrim, V'tumasei Olav. The Pasuk says, V'tumasei Olav. Now, if a person is eating kotchim, it's a problem of tumah. What are we talking about? Mishatumah perachas mimenu. We're talking about the person is tumah. Right? Because we're talking about a person whose tumah could go off. It says, V'tumasei Olav. So basically, what does the Torah mean? Does the Torah mean you're eating kashrut when they're tamei? Or does the Torah mean you're eating kashrut when you're tamei? The fact that the Torah uses the phrase, v'tumasei olav, mashma, we're talking about such a type of tumah that could go off. That's only from a person. Because on the meat, the tumah can't go off. Says the Gemara, v'tumasei olav, misha tumah perachas mimenu, which is basically tumah saguf. Yotzebosa she'en tumah perachas. The meat, the tumah can't fall off because there's no tahara for a piece of meat. The nisa, and if you're going to tell me what, that there's a din of paka iser, that when you put on the mizbeach, mashla banar, this, it goes off. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean? Harei tumah perachas mimenu al yidei ohar. Right. Zok the Gemara, moreover, al yidei mikveh kami. Maybe he means through a mikveh, midi mikveh ksif. Elamav popo bebosar shlomi maskina. The loy chozi lak chove. It's not really lak chove. So over there, it doesn't get the tahara from the mizbech. Ravinoman, Ravina gives another teretz. Vitumose alok, mishatuma perachas vimenu kishu sholim. If the dafka, if the tumor could fall off it in its current state, yotzabosar shaytuma perachas vimenu kishu sholim ala kishu chasim. This Torah seems to be a posher, the Torah's Ravina. Ravina is saying it doesn't become Torah. After it's burnt, it's gone. Or it's gone at least in its state of what it was. That's the whole point of Mashal Banar. So it's unclear what's Ravina's chiddush here. It's the chor posher. The beginning, the Gemara is only 8 years, we're talking about Basra Shlomo Maskina. So, I want to just get this clear before we go weiter, because last week we left a lot of dangling pieces. If the Olam remembers, we had two mahalchim in Moshe Ben Ma'or. One mahalch Moshe Ben Ma'or means, I'm talking about first the Matthias, even Miktsose, even a little bit, meaning as soon as it gets ignited, that's enough. That's called Moshe Ben Ma'or. There's another level of Moshe Ben Ma'or, which is Ribay, which most of it is consumed. Most of it is already burning. Let's call it burning. Okay. We had contradictions. Rashi by Yosef said, clear Miktsose. Moshe Ben Ma'or, but Miktsose. That's how Rashi started. Moshe Ben Ma'or, Miktsose. So Rashi's Lashon is that once it's Moshe Ben Ma'or, Miktsose. So Rashi uses a Lashon that it already has Kedusha. If you look at Rashi's Lashon here, on the top of Mem Gimel Amud Beis, top of our daf, Rashi says that one. It says Moshe Ben Ma'or Zok Rashi. Kiva on the Tmamish the top Rashi. Ikol Mandoma Kiva the Moshe Ben Ma'or Miktsas Niklat Kuloi Bigdusha. So Rashi is very clear. You don't need that it should be mostly consumed. Even a little bit is enough. Right? And from there, the Gemara goes from there to the same thing by Koimitz, which is that even if part of the Koimitz was Mashla, that according to Rashi, it's very good, Omar Vachoy. Because you don't need Rubai. If you need Rubai, then Vazak to Vachoy. Right? Rav Vachoy comes, what does Rav Vachoy say? He says, after the Gemara says Mashla Ben Ma'or, Rav Vachoy says, Hilkach, he says, therefore, high koymes, pigul, the pali machas, the arpak, the machas, the rafa, Moshe Ben Ma'or, masikla, the kula katchil. What's his hilkach? He says, therefore, if you took a koymes of pigul, and part of it you put on the mizbech, part of it you didn't even put on the mizbech yet, you put the rest on the mizbech. He doesn't even say roiv. He says, part of it. What's the hilkach? According to Rashi, it's very geschmack. Because according to Rashi, the definition of Moshe Ben Ma'or is miktsase. That's what Rashi says. Even as soon as part of it burns, the whole thing gets renewed kedusha, and it goes on the mizbech. So now Rav Vachoy comes and says, if that's the case, Even the part of the mincha that didn't even go on the mizbeach yet. Because it's as though the carbon has been reset. Now everything is, it's Yom Kippur. The carbon went through Yom Kippur. Everything is clean. It's a clean slate. Right? That's what he's saying. It's Yom Kippur for the carbon. New hilchach. Even the part of the carbon that's off the mizbeach. Also goes on. It's very gishmak. But we had a Tosis later. And we had a Rambam. If they don't remember, several weeks ago. That says, no. Moshe Lamora has to be Ruboy. And then we had a Rambam that didn't say Ruboy. Just said Moshe Lamora. So we had a Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech said that there's a distinction between Im Yorad Yale, meaning just the halacha that you put on the Mizbech. For that it's enough, Moshe B'miktzasoy. And then there's a new level where you mamish, you're allowed to eat it, or forget, allowed to eat it. The Isser is off it. It's mutter. Loses its complete original identity. For that you need Moshe L'Aberubay. That's the next level. That's Moshe L'Aberubay. It wasn't clear we never got the clarity. What's the difference? Why for this there's one halacha, for this there's another halacha. That was not clear. B'chlal. I think that also could be this nafkamina here in the Gemara, where the Gemara talks about Tumah Parachas Mimeno and Ravina, who says that it's not Parachas, it is Parachas. It could very well be that that's the need in the Gemara. Meaning, the first man of the Gemara is saying that even if a drop got ignited, there's already a din of him yarad yala. So that's why he didn't say like Ravina. He didn't say Kishu Sholem, because Kishu Sholem also says the tumor goes off. In other words, if you hold like Rashi Shita, that once it's mashlar b'miktsos, even a drop, the rest of it, that means the rest of it, that's Sholem, that's exactly the way it was before, it's mutel. Right? That's the whole point. So then, we were asking why was Ravina only a secondary opinion in the Gemara? L'chor Ravina is saying a simple thing. The Gemara says, if you're going to tell me there's a din, Moshe Rabbeinu or Im Yorad Yahweh, so why are you telling me that Tumah doesn't go off the meat? It does go off the meat. Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Gemara struggled, well, maybe we're talking about Shlomim, that doesn't go on the Mizbech, there's no Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Then Ravina comes as secondary tarets, and Ravina says, well, Kishu Hu Sholem. L'chor Ravina is saying, Alan Beis. There's no case of Tumah Parachas Mimenu. You have to take the Mimenu and destroy it. And then it's Parachas, because there's no Mimenu anymore. That's Ravina's point. But the Talmud says, you could say very simple, that the first Mando Amai, the first Tzad of the Gemara is, Moshe Rabbeinu Or is even B'miktzosa. Because that's the Ikur Din. Rav Achori said, Hai Mincha, the Moloch Palgea Marocha, and Palgea Ayur, even the Palgea Ayur, the part that's on the ground, you put on the Mizbeach. So the first man of the Gemara held that you can't say Moshe Rabbeinu Or is cool, that it's not here anymore. It is here. Because even a drop of it is ignited. It's enough to put the rest of it on the Mizbeach. The part that's whole. So here you have a whole thing that's off the Mizbeach, that's not even ignited, and it was Tamei, and now it's no longer Tamei. You understand the thinking of the Gemara. Why Ravina came as a secondary view, because Batsim, the Gemara's thinking was, the way Rashi stole the Vekta Sugya, which is you don't need Mashwar B'Rubay. Mashwar B'Mitzvah is enough. And the emphasis is the Sugya's Mashmah like Rashi. Because the Sugya says, Monach Palgahara, Upalgah Marocha, the Gemara doesn't say you need Rubay, it's almost clear that you don't need Rubay. It's not a Rubay Kekule Dikawach. That's the whole point of Rabbi Choy. That's the whole Rabbi Choy. Hilkach. That's Rabbi Choy's Hilkach. That you don't need Rubay. Right? So if I can't, now we have to struggle to understand what Rav Noah is saying. Rav Noah is saying, what do you mean? It's not Parachas Mimenu, because the Mimenu is not here anymore. So I think getting back to what we were discussing last week, we can put all these pieces together. And that is like this. The emphasis, And I remember from years ago, Rav Steinemann, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, in his Sefer on Zvachim, he says something that's doyim, it's only in 2-3 lines, but I want to just read you his words, so you'll see that L'chaira, he's going along the lines that we're going, which is that Moshe Rabbeinu is almost a new identity. It's not that it gets rid of the old. We were discussing this last week, that it could be Moshe Rabbeinu is not pshat that it's a cleanser. It's a new identity. It's a new, because I'll just read you his words. He says, Mishani says the Gemara answers over here that it's Mashla Banahar, the Nas Lachma Shom is Beach. Zokta, the Afa P Shahim Tmei, Zokta Steinemann, even though the Chorda is still Tamei. Meaning that really was Rav Chisda's question. The Mizbech is a mikveh. It's still Tomei. He says, Ava Pishet me, Mikol Mokoyim, Hava Lihu Legabi Din Tumi, right? Ki Imu Enei Kodesh Kedushas Haguf, right? It's Ki Imu, it's not Kedushas Haguf. V'ayinu Shein Isir B'zeh. V'havi Kimoi Pokai Isir. Kiven HaMizbech Enei Mikveh Tahara Sheyitarena Legamli. Rav Steinemann is trying to say that it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu or changes the Tumah that's on the carbon. Rav Steinemann is trying to say that it doesn't bother us anymore. It's not that Moshe Rabbeinu or Alts is Rein and Shein. Well, Alts is Rein and Shein. It's whatever bothered us. Rav Chisda is the kasha. Rav Chisda understood that when you're saying poka pigulo mimenu, poka tumu mimenu, poka noy, whatever he's talking about, poka, sounds like it goes on the mizbeach and it gets clean. What do you mean the mizbeach is a mikveh? Put things on mizbeach, they clean isua. Rav Steinemann seems to be learning that it's not that they, and he makes it even clearer as he goes on. He says, lochein hagam shabosah adayin tome. Wasn't this lashon? Even though the meat is still tummy. That means according to the Gemara's answer, Moshe Rabbeinu Or. Initially, Moshe Rabbeinu Or. It doesn't mean that it's not tummy anymore. It is tummy. It is tummy. He says, however, he says, Mikomokoyim, Ein Isu al Akrovas Emurim Eilu Betume. These Emurim, there's no good to be Makar Betume. For when Nishavol of Kim Tume Ba'alma, but listen to his clincher. V'havi kechulim t'mei. T'ein bo'am yisur akor. Ad kam l'shoy ne'azov, right? He says, all it is, it's like chulim t'mei. Chulim t'mei, there's no yisur akor. So really, just the words of the Gaon, just his words are very difficult to understand. What do you mean it's like chulim t'mei? Chulim t'mei, you can't put on the mizbech. This is chulim ba'azoreh. Right? See, he clearly doesn't mean that. He's saying it's like chulim tamayim. So the way, what we were trying to get to last week, which I just want to make it clear, is that it's not pshat that it becomes chulim. Right? That can't be. Even though he uses that phrase, it doesn't become chulim. Yeah, but I'm saying when he says it's kichulim, what's his kichulim? Chulim can't be on the mizbech. And kachim, chulim can't be on the mizbech even when they're tohar. And kachim can't be on the mizbech when they're tumei. So what does it mean? It's like chulim tumei. That there's no issur akov. What he means, what I believe he means, but kuponim, in Rashi we said chulim like that. Rashi changes the phrase from lachmei shel mizbeach to lachmei shel esh, meaning when it's Moshe Rabbeinu Or, it's lachmei shel esh. So the way we understood it is that there's a new level, which means. When the Torah said you're not allowed to be makrev psulim on the mizbeach, right? When the Torah said that, you can't be makrev a tomei thing on the mizbeach, right? What was the Torah talking about? The beginning of the hakhovah? Or the completion of the hakhovah? It's a big nafkamina. The beginning of the Haktorah is as soon as it gets ignited. That's it. Was that the point of contact that the Torah was talking about? When the Torah said, don't be makter, don't be makter this ishei l'ashem. Don't be makter a dover tome ishei l'ashem. What was the Torah talking about? Was the Torah talking about the culmination of the Haktorah? Or was the Torah talking about das chol of the Haktorah? Zot Rashi. Once the korban is, once the fire comes into contact with the korban. And this also answers another question. Because l'chol you can ask a kasha. If you hold that as soon as the fire ignites and everything gets clear, how does the Isra of Achal? How is the Isra of Haktorah of Achal? Prior to Haktorah, there's no Isra. Post Haktorah, it's not Isra anymore. No, it's Kitei V'yodei Bar Kachas. What's the Isra of Haktorah of Tumayim? Haktorah is Psulim. A second before, you're not over Haktorah. So Bishlam, according to Tosfos, if you learn Yidin Mashmah Beruboy, you could say that window between the beginning of the Haktorah and Roiv, that's the Isra. Once it goes past that, it's already not an Isra anymore. But during that window, but according to Rashi, Rashi's lashon is very strong here. The Rashi says that kima the moshe rabbi mikzosay niklat kuli begdusha. What's this? The Torah says that when the Torah said don't be makter in isha l'ashem betumah, it means that moment of the korban being ignited on the isha mizbeach. That's the isha. Okay. One second. That's the isha. Whether it's tomei, whether it's pigul. All the psuei kodesh that are not pagufay, when the Torah says, it's talking about that moment of the korban getting contact with the fire in the mizbeach. The moment that happens, right? Now you did avera. You did avera, and the Torah wasn't addressing any point after that, as far as the isser being makter betumah or pigul or the psuim. Whenever the Torah said, don't be makter posel on the mizbeach, that's the moment. It passed already. The second that it was Hutzas Ha'esh, was I able to say yes? That moment, making contact between the Korban and Eish HaMizbeach. Once that happened, now you're holding post-Isa. So now what do you have? It's still Tomei. But the Torah never addressed this state of post-Haktorah. Memela now, there's no Isra Tumah. When Rav Steinman says it's like Chulim Tumayim, there's no Isra Kvav, he means the Torah never addressed that. the Torah never addressed an Isra of Chulim Tumayim. You know why not? Because there's no Haktorah on Chulim. The Torah never addressed. So even though over here there isn't an Haktorah, it's true. There's a glaring difference between a Chulim and this. Because Chulim is not going to be on the Mizbech. It's Chulim. And this has a chiv to be on the Mizbech. There's a glaring difference. But they share one common ground. That's why I believe Rav Steinman means. What they share is that the Torah didn't address an Isser Haktorah at this point. The moment that the Korban got into contact with the fire of the Mizbech, that's the moment that the Torah was talking about when it said, don't be makter at Betumah. Or don't be makter at Pigul. Don't be makter. That moment happened. So now where you're holding, you have kachim, right? Which are already post. It's Eishe Mizbeach. Lachmoy Shel Eish. It's not Lachmoy Shel Haktorah. It's Lachmoy Shel Eish. It's still Tomei. But the Torah never addressed that there's a problem of Tumah on the Mizbeach post Haktorah. But now it comes out ironic. The irony is, now it belongs to the Mizbeach. Because once the Torah didn't address an Isra, now it belongs there. Meaning, when you have a Kremitz that's Tomei, you're really being pulled in two directions. On the one hand, it belongs on the Mizbeach. It's a Kremitz, it belongs on the Mizbeach. On the other hand, you're not allowed to put on the Mizbeach. So you're pulled. The end is you don't put on the Mizbech, because it's supposed to be on the Mizbech, but you can't put on the Mizbech, so you don't put on the Mizbech. But once you get past that stage, that you can't put on the Mizbech, now it has to be on the Mizbech. Else the Kedusha that's on it. The Kedusha, if the Halacha would be, and that's why there's a difference between Psula Begufa and Apsula. What's the difference between Psula Begufa? Psula Begufa means there's an intrinsic issue with this thing that it doesn't belong on the Mizbech, like a Balmum. Balmum never becomes Isha Shom Mizbech. You know why? Because intrinsically, it doesn't belong on the Mizbech. It's not that it belongs on the Mizbech, but there's a problem to put it on the Mizbech. That's, now we understand Psula Begufa so much clearer. Psula Begufa means Bechefze. This thing doesn't belong on the Mizbech. Nothing to do with your Isser. It intrinsically, it's Taka like Chum. It does not belong. So that will never help you. That the Akhtar, the Isra Akhtar is passed.
No stages.
It doesn't belong. There's nothing about it that belongs on the Mizbech. Anything which is not Psula Begufa, the definition is that really it is Kurdish. And it really does belong on the Mizbech. Right? Exactly. There's a technicality, there's an Isra to put on the Mizbech. So you can't put on the Mizbech. But once you get past that stage, that it's also to put on the Mizbech, now it belongs on the Mizbech. And that's why Rashi stresses, that top Rashi by us stresses, Niklat Kuloi Bigdusha. Niklat Kuloi Bigdusha, now it belongs there, now it's called to the Mizbech. But he doesn't use the phrase that the Isser goes off. The Isser doesn't go off, the Isser doesn't have to go off. The point is that really it belongs on the Mizbech. That's why, by every case of a Molo Yerid, Rabbi Yisai, what's a Molo Yerid? It's really the same halacha. A Molo Yerid is the same halacha, really. A Molo Yerid, what does a Molo Yerid mean? Let's just define it so we understand this clearly. A Molo Yerid means, what does a Molo Yerid mean? A Molo Yerid means that once we're not dealing with Isra Akhtara, you leave it there because that's where it belongs. That's the pshat of a Molo Yerid.
It's not just do nothing.
It is do nothing, but why do nothing? If there's chulin on the Mizbech, you run up there and get it off.
He's supposed to leave it there.
Why are you supposed to leave it there? Because there's no Isra Akhtara. What I'm trying to tell you is that lachmai shel esh is equivalent to Imol Yerid. Because Imol Yerid is all based, the whole concept of Imol Yerid is based on, well, I'm not doing an Isra now. There's no Akhtara. I'm not doing an Isra Akhtara by leaving it there. So now I just look at it. I look at it and say, does it belong on the Mizbech? Yeah, it belongs on the Mizbech. It always belongs on the Mizbech, except I, the Gavra, have an Isra of Akhtara. But once it's on the Mizbech, So I don't take it off. 1 second. So I don't take it off the Mizbech. Why? I don't take it off the Mizbech because Be'etzem and it belongs on the Mizbech. Minus the fact that there's an Isra Akhtara. Oh, so, but if it falls off the Mizbeach, I'm back in the same problem. Have Isra Akhtara. That's why there's a din. Im Yorad Lo Yaleh. Im Yorad Lo Yaleh. Because I have an Isra Akhtara. Again, nothing changed. But once it's Moshlo Beno, Dozok Rashi, Niklat Kuloi Bigdusha. The Akhtara happened already. Once the Akhtara happened mitzad you, so there's no Isra Akhtara anymore. So now we just look at it objectively. Objectively, we're back to Molo Yerid. Exactly. The Torah does talk about the fact that every korban has to be a lechem ishei rechni choyech lachem, that the korban has to be consumed. The Torah didn't address the issue of doing it petumeh. The Torah didn't address the issue of doing it pepigel, but the Torah addressed that it has to be lechem ishev yechni chayech l'Hashem. That's what Rashi says. They still didn't have lachem
ishoesh. Isn't there an aspect of mitzvah above avera type of thing?
There's no bavera here. There's no bavera here.
You got to do the second part of that Torah.
But that happened already. That happened already. That's like Tesis and Sukkah that says that by when you have a lulav shel hasheder, a lulav shel hasheder, it's not a mitzvah b'avera. It's al smech t'shiurei. Why do we say it's a mitzvah b'avera? Because that very happened already. By Gozel, there's a dimitzvah of Avera, because every minute that you're holding it is a hemshech to the Maaseh Gzeila. You understand? By Gzeila, you were here when I gave shiur on this.
Not everybody holds like that, right? Some people hold...
Everybody holds it by a shiur, there's no mitzvah of Avera. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says it's only possible because Miksusei Mechta Shiur. It's only...
Does the Ram have a
Gersa
that
the
Asher is because of Mitzvah
B'Avera? Well, the Gersa we have, Ksusi Mechtashiyue. And Yireyim says that's the reason why Gezel Akum, there's no Mitzvah B'Avera, even though Gezel Akum is also Menatera, because there's no Chiv Ashev. So we never say Mitzvah B'Avera by an Avera that took place, and they're holding post that Avera. Right? Right. The only example that you have, not like that, is where the Avera facilitated the Mitzvah. Not that there was Avera done in the process. The Avera facilitated. There is a debate. If we say if the Avera, not that the Avera happened, like case of Pigul. Pigul didn't facilitate the mitzvah. Pigul was an interference. Pigul.
Because you couldn't have done the mitzvah.
That's the Minchas. So that's probably what you remember. The Minchas wants to say
that without
the Gzela, you couldn't have done the mitzvah. That's the Minchas. But that won't apply here. That's only because there. That view is that as you're holding it now, you're only holding it because the Avera facilitated the mitzvah. But here, the Pigel didn't facilitate the mitzvah. Just the opposite. The Pigel interfered with the mitzvah. You Zichra could have done the mitzvah without being mefagel. No, no, because the second part of the Haktorah was always here. The second part of the Haktorah was also always here. It was an interference. There wasn't that wasn't here. It was the second part wasn't mischadashi after part one. Part one was like a wall. Okay? But the mitzvah was here.
Even though you never could have done it.
That's a different issue. That's a practicality. That's not halachic. Halachically, right now, there's two forces. There's a force that it belongs on the Mizbech, and there's an issue for me to put on the Mizbech. These are two different, they're working against each other, not for each other. So that's the Michas Chirich is the one that says that Chiddush. He says, therefore, he uses it Lekula too. If you had a Sukkah, that you had Lovot. If you had a Sukkah that was Lovot, kosher already. And then you took stolen walls, and you put them in between the Lovots. So he wants to say, it won't be a problem with Mitzvah B'Avera. Because I didn't need it. It's not facilitated. Even though now it's a sukkah gzula, but since I didn't need it, so it's like he uses it for that. No, he says that's why you need a pasuk of lemute gzula. Tosfos sakasha, we need a pasuk my sukkah gzula. Mitzvah b'avera. Mechaschinuch says that if you have the. But either way, in our sugya, it's not applicable. Even according to the Mechaschinuch Hagdorah, that's only where the mitzvah didn't exist. Without here, there was always a mitzvah of Haktorah. The mitzvah Haktorah started from day one. Norvos, there was a mania. Dosok to Rashi, that it became Rachmai Shalosh, that's Rashi's Loshon, Nikmat Kulei B'Kedusha. That's why Rashi stresses the Kedusha part, not the Poka Yisuei. You understand? If we'd be dealing with a cleansing process, then you talk about the Issa going off. We're not talking about the Issa going off. We're talking about the Kedusha increasing. Now it would explain why the Bach by us says clearly that even when it's poka pigule, he says, look at Rashi. He's going on our Rashi. Poka isur v'yarev yala. Look at the divrei hamaskel. Aleph in the Hagoyes HaBach. Nichtav b'tzida. Pirush aval inyan zeh loy poka isur. Shem och lo yacha shehalei uchayev. He brings raias to that. Meaning, the Bach Kuf is trying to say that whatever Isser is here is still here. Whatever Isser was here is still here. On the object. But the thing is, there's no Isser Akhtovah. The Isser Achilles Pigel. That has nothing to do with post-Akhtovah or pre-Akhtovah. That's what the Bach is pointing out. That even though Rashi says Niklat Kuli Bikdusha and everything is Gevaldik, it's not so Gevaldik. If you go and you eat it now, you're still Chai for Pigel. That's what the Bach is saying. Why are you still Chai for Pigel? Because the only thing that happened now is that you're post Haktorah. So as far as the Mizbech is concerned, there's no issue to put it on the Mizbech. So you're the Allah. There's no reason to put on the Mizbeach. But Avad, if you go and you eat it, it's pigle. That's what the Bach is trying to point out. Now you could say very geschmack. In order for intrinsically the Isra that's on it to fall off, then you need it to be physically transformed. That's why for that you need Kulay. You understand? That explains the Mishnah of Malach. Why? There's one level, Mashlah b'miktsasa. Mashlah b'miktsasa is enough to say that the Haktorah occurred. Right? And then there's another level. With the Bach is right away pointing out, yeah, but if you eat it, it's still pigle. In order to say that it changed, that you need that it should be... Correct. That's why Rashi stresses that the Chiddush of Im Yored Yahweh is even Miktsasai. Because the whole Lomdus is not that it intrinsically changed. If it intrinsically changed, then you need Rubai. It didn't change. The Haktorah could. And that's why Miktsasai is enough. And that's why Im Yored Yahweh, because the Haktorah already happened. It's not, and David, it's not even a mitzvah. Be'etzim. It's not even a Kayim mitzvah Haktorah now. It's just, that's where it belongs. It belongs on. For the same reason why it's not an Israel, it's not a mitzvah either. No, the Rambam is very geschmack with the Mishnah Malach distinction. Meaning, when you're talking about the Israel, it's on it. For that, you need it to be burnt up. Rave consumed. For the din of Im Yored Yahweh, that's why, but when the Rambam brings down the din of Yored Yahweh, he doesn't say Kulay. Rubai. He just says Mashal Bonah. Because for that it's enough. The Haktorah happened. For that it's enough. Okay, should we start? You know, it's too late to start the next sugya. Okay, we'll start the next sugya next week. Who?
You don't put it back. Are you over anything? You don't put it back. Are you over anything?
When you say over.
I mean, is that yes, sir?
There's no specific issue. It's just that's where it belongs.
Right, but if you don't put it back,
yeah, it belongs on the Mizbeach. It's no different than any Eivor fall off the Mizbeach. You put it back on. Don't belong to this.
Im Yored Lo Yahweh is talking about Nechum.